Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. A man was arrested on suspicion of possessing illegal and stolen weapons after firing rounds into the open desert. On Sunday night at around 11:20 p.m., sheriff's deputies from the Morongo Basin Station responded to reports of shots heard in the area of the SCE substation near 29 Palms Highway and Peterson Road in 29 Palms. Deputies say they found several men firing weapons into the desert in the direction of the highway. Deputies identified one of the men as Ramon Roca, a 33-year-old resident of Yucca Valley, and said that he was in possession of an illegal firearm. Deputies say they found several other weapons with the men, including three short-barreled assault rifles, two of which were unserialized. Roca was arrested at the scene. In a search of his home in Yucca Valley, deputies report seizing four additional firearms, one of which was found to be stolen, along with approximately 500 rounds of green-tip rifle-caliber ammunition, which is designed to penetrate body armor. Ramon Roca was arrested on suspicion of carrying a loaded firearm in a public place and possession of illegal weapons and booked into the West Valley Detention Center. He has currently been released on bail. One arrest was made in 29 Palms last week by the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Gang and Narcotics Division as part of Operation Consequences. Between March 30th and April 5th, the Sheriff's Department served 9 search warrants related to gang members and felons believed to be in possession of weapons or narcotics as part of Operation Consequences. One of those warrants was served in the 7,000 block of Adobe Road in 29 Palms. Additional warrants were served in Hesperia, Victorville, and Rancho Cucamonga. A representative of the Sheriff's Department said that more specific information about arrests made as part of Operation Consequences could not be shared due to possible connections to gangs, narcotics, and future investigations. In the last week, Operation Consequences led to 6 felony arrests, the seizure of 5 firearms, including 2 ghost guns, along with illegal narcotics across the search warrants countywide. Continuing a discussion from the March 26th meeting, the 29 Palms City Council gathered last night and discussed the downtown water treatment plant. Reporter Heather Clisby was there.
Last night's meeting of the 29 Palms City Council began with a presentation from Women of Color Global. Representative Nancy Black proposed a partnership with the city to apply for the Environmental and Climate Justice Community Change Grant. Black detailed what the grant would be used for, namely, 2 climate-controlled shuttle buses, a resilience center, and an indoor community garden. Later in the meeting, Council Members MacArthur Wright and Octavia Scott requested the matter become a future agenda item. The remainder of the meeting largely focused on the wastewater treatment plant for Project Phoenix. The downtown-only plant includes 18 businesses, and 2 of those businesses are owned by Eileen Leslie, who spoke against the plan, citing maintenance operational costs, possible odors, and no commitment from the proposed hotel within the project perimeter.
So I really think we somehow need to address whether or not we should be moving forward with this treatment plan. And awarding the contract or not is moot at this point. Award it. But we need to address this.
Interim City Manager Larry Bowden explained that nothing has changed since the 2019 wastewater study was done, and if the contract is not awarded before the end of April, the city will lose federal funds for the project. The council approved awarding the contract to 316 Engineering and Construction for approximately $2.2 million. Councilmember Scott stated his concerns about delaying the project, saying that if we don't do this now, it is going to be required, and that the full amount will have to come out of the general fund. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission is actively considering the development code for minor construction projects. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with details from last night's meeting of the Planning Commission.
At last night's meeting, the Yucca Valley Planning Commission received a preliminary report on land use compliance review for minor construction expansions of industrial and commercial properties. Town staff presented the commission with several development code factors to consider and whether or not the requirements should be more flexible for minor expansion as opposed to larger construction projects. Examples of the factors included parking, outdoor lighting, and signage regulations. While nothing was officially voted on, the commission agreed that overall, even minor expansions of existing structures should be held to the town's current standards, emphasizing that Highway 62 in particular needs to look sharp as tourism in the area increases. The commission received and filed the initial report. Town staff will finalize the package to be presented to the commission at a later meeting before moving to the town council. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077.
The Yucca Valley Airport District Board of Directors meets in regular session tonight, where they will be discussing finances and insurance policies. The board will also receive a report from the airport manager. The meeting is open to the public and begins at 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Yucca Valley Community Center. The Copper Mountain College Board of Trustees will meet in regular session tomorrow at 3 p.m. On their agenda is an update on the board's goals for the current school year and a consideration of the board's empty seats. This meeting is open to the public and is being held tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Copper Mountain College's Bell Center, located at 6162 Rotary Way. A fun and educational spin on classic bar trivia hits the desert tonight. Tiny Pony Tavern in Yucca Valley is hosting a special one-night-only desert ecology trivia game. Organized by Sarah Witt as a capstone for her naturalist studies at UCR Palm Desert, her desert ecology trivia will feature fun questions about the Morongo Basin, the national park, and the desert environment. She'll be hosting the event as well, and she has this to say about it.
This is desert ecology trivia. We're going to be looking at living and non-living things in this desert environment and look at how they interact. And we're also going to look at how us as humans are meddling with the natural environment. So it's kind of a natural history, local ecology education night.
And what would bar trivia be without prizes for the winning teams? Witt has arranged desert-focused prizes from local groups that promote engagement with the desert.
We have four local organizations and businesses that are sponsoring. Mojave Desert Land Trust, Joshua Tree National Park Association, Friends of Joshua Tree, and Wandering Mojave Hiking Services are all donating prizes. You're going to learn a little bit about what those organizations and businesses do.
Though bar trivia is often concerned with stumping players with challenging pop culture, sports, or history questions, Witt hopes that the Desert Ecology Trivia Night can provide education as well as fun, and she's targeted the difficulty level to intermediate desert dwellers.
This is actually a game for anybody, and I really encourage people who are really curious about the desert. Maybe you just moved here, or you've lived here a while and you don't know a lot. This is a great chance for you to kind of get some of the nuts and bolts and start to paint a picture of what this desert is doing.
She even challenged me with a bonus question that didn't quite make the cut for tonight's event.
So, yeah, Jeff, this is actually a question that I pulled out. Stingers on bees and wasps are actually a modification of which organ?
The reproductive organ?
That is correct. Bees and wasps that sting you are always going to be female.
I vaguely knew that. I'm glad I got it right.
Well, you definitely should comment.
Witt says that the desert ecology trivia is completely free, and it starts at 7 p.m. at the Tiny Pony Tavern in Yucca Valley. She says to get there at 6 p.m. for dinner or 6:30 p.m. to save a table, and to dress warm because it will be held outside on the patio. Theater 29's resident improvisational comedy troupe, The Rotating Players, will ring in the spirit of April Fools in a live performance April 20th. Arts and Entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas says you don't want to miss this bunch of tomfoolery.
Get ready to witness an evening of uproarious comedy and spontaneous hilarity at Theater 29 as the Rotating Players Improv presents their latest performance, April Fools, on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m. In the spirit of April Fools, the troupe is ready to make fools of themselves in the most delightful way possible. From outlandish characters to hilarious scenarios, there is no limit to the silliness as they embrace the playful spirit of spring. Improvisers Jesse Worstel, Graham Cooley, Charles Harvey, and Benjamin Bees, with special guest performer Ian Ferris, promise a night filled with endless laughter and unforgettable moments. Tickets for the improv show are available now at theater29.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is Arts and Entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
And finally, the city of 29 Palms has announced a new co-ed flag football league for high school students. Organized by the city's Parks and Recreation Department, their goal for the league is to promote athleticism, camaraderie, and inclusivity. The league will feature teams of high school students of all genders from across 29 Palms. The league is scheduled to kick off on May 13th, but registration is open now. Games will be played on weekday evenings at Lucky Park. Registration is $35 per player and includes a jersey. The deadline to register is April 26th. For more information, call 760-367-7562 or email jchilds@29palms.org. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.